Hare Krishna. Today is holy name day at Nirajadam. It was going to be holy name weekend, but I have to leave in the early afternoon, and Niranjan Maharaj was going to come, but now his flight got cancelled till, I can't remember, Monday, I think it said. So it's just, it is today. And I heard him say something about going to Mangalaitik tomorrow morning. Temple was very beautifully decorated, and the altar was especially nicely decorated, and it's on festivals. Our different deities, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and Balaram, and Lord Nityananda, and Lord Varaha, and Vamandev, they all came out along with Lord Vishnudev to hear the chanting of their glories. And deities, well, I'll put up the pictures of Radhi Shyam and the other deities. You can see how nice Radhi Shyam looked today, and how nicely the altar was decorated. And of course, we also have on the altar the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on a brass plaque, and we had that in the forefront of the deity room, and in a little flower kunj grove, which we began after daily greeting. We began the kirtan with worship of the holy name, offering arti, chandam, and then you can listen on the podcast to the first kirtan, and our devotees are chanting japa as well. And in the afternoon, we're having more kirtans and bhajans, and the different counselor groups are taking turns leading kirtan, and it'll continue on like that all day. Shame that I can't be here. I'd really like to be present for that, but what to do? And for Bhagavatam class, and then we had the opportunity to speak on some of the glories of the holy name, and quote verses from Shastra and Rupa Goswami of the kindness of the holy name, that whereas Krishna may take offense, Krishna's holy name, even though devotees may commit offense, still he gives them transcendental bliss and allows them to progress forward in spiritual life. The importance of having faith in the holy name is actually being our means, and the main means, the only means for advancing in Krishna consciousness. This is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the theme of Srimad Bhagavatam, Harinama Eva Kevalam. This age of Kali, only chanting of the holy name is the only means to really transcend the cycle of birth and death, to purify our prarabdha karma, eradicate it at the root, gain transcendental bliss, or enter into the realm of transcendental bliss, and ultimately at the stage of samadhi be able to see the Lord face to face and glorify Him directly. Our goal is not specifically to see Krishna, but to be able to glorify Krishna and serve Him. And everything is made possible by the grace and the kindness of Krishna's holy name, which Rupa Goswami calls Goloka Mahotsava, or the Svarupina, the Svarup of Goloka Mahotsava, the very form, the very embodiment of the eternal festival that takes place in Goloka. It's a really beautiful expression. So we hear that in the spiritual world, everyone's always engaged in eternal festival of bliss. What is that festival of bliss like? Well, the condensed form of that festival of bliss is the holy name of Krishna, the chanting of which then transports us to that realm of eternal bliss. Of course, when we're talking about chanting always means offenseless chanting. Although the very expression offenseless chanting indicates that there's such a thing as offensive chanting, but chanting means offenseless. It's only because we have a lack of affection for Krishna, we have a lack of affection for his holy name, that we do it out of duty, out of some little taste that we may have, and because of past bad habits, still we become distracted, we're inattentive, and may even commit sinful activities, which are all then offenses to the holy name. Anyway, everyone knows the 10 offenses. But chanting really means to be free from that type of offensive activity. And to be free from offenses in chanting, then nama parada yuktanam. Then by chanting, even by chanting with the friends, one gradually becomes free. But it's better if one makes the effort to be free, to actually avoid offenses. So Srila Prabhupada uses that term, avoiding offenses to the holy name. And that's a conscious effort that we have to make. Otherwise, certainly a seed of love for Krishna, love for the holy name, spontaneous attachment to the holy name is already there, present within us. But all of these different anartas cover it up. And that's why when we hear the holy name, we take the Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, why are we here? How did we get here? How are we staying here? Despite the fact that sometimes it appears to be a struggle. But we win the struggle as long as we take shelter of Krishna's holy name and get spiritual strength from that. When we stop chanting, then we lose the struggle and we go back to our wanton ways. So one should be very careful in that regard. Yes, Nitya Krishna Das. Because we're Nitya Krishna Das, therefore we have a eternal attraction to Krishna, and we have an eternal attraction to Krishna's name. Now we need to really awaken that attraction and clear away all of those things that cover our desire and our ability to really enter into transcendental samadhi and directly glorify Krishna by his names. I gave an example from Vidagdha Madhava of real spontaneous attraction to Krishna's name, which Goswami writes about. And it's Srimati Radharani, who is a newlywed, becomes visibly disturbed in the company of Lalita and Vishakha one day when they're just alone. And the other girls inquire, what's the problem? And after a lot of encouragement, and Srimati Radharani reveals that although she's just recently been married, her mind has become attracted to another man. And the other girls seemed quite amused by that. And then Radharani reveals that not only has become attracted to one person, but it seems that she's become attracted to three separate persons. So Lalita, even more amused, asks, well, who are these three separate persons? And he says, well, there's someone, I never met him, I don't know who he is, but I heard his name is Krishna, and as soon as I heard his name, then my mind was stolen just by the sound of that sound vibration, by the sound of that name. And who's the other person? Well, somebody who plays the flute, and the sound of that flute playing is also so enchanting that I want to go run to whoever that flute player is. And who's the third person? Well, the third person is some cowherd boy who goes out in the mornings to tend cows with his friends, and he has a cloud blue complexion. So then Lalita Devi answers. He says, actually, this is all same person. They're not three different persons. The person with the name Krishna, the cowherd boy, and the player of the flute, they're all the same. So at least you can be reassured that you're only attracted to one person. You're not attracted to three. And, of course, here we see that Srimati Radharani has eternal attraction and attachment to Krishna, that in their pastimes in the world are naturally and spontaneously awakened. But we're also Krishna's eternal servants. We don't have love for Krishna, or such unfettered love. And certainly we don't have the same quantity, even quality of love as Srimati Radharani does for Krishna. Because, as mentioned earlier, our love has been covered by the clouds of sinful activities. But nonetheless, a spark of that love is there, and as we chant, as we advance in Krishna consciousness, it awakens and begins to purify our being and exerts its influence more and more, particularly at the stages of taste, attachment, and then, of course, ultimately ecstasy, and until it becomes fully manifest at the stage of prema, at which stage then rasa, or our real relationship with Krishna, can once again be reestablished. Rasa manifests at the stage of prema. It's there in the immature stage at bhava, but it really becomes mature at prema, when prema itself is mature, because it's the prema is the main ingredient of that rasa. And the holy name will do all these things, and it will take us to all these transcendental frontiers if we chant it with faith and devotion. We should rest assured, just as Srimati Radharani naturally, without even knowing who that name Krishna represented, she was just so attached to that sound vibration. Of course, that's the Leela. We know who that name represents, Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. And we have so much knowledge about the tattva, or the truth of Krishna's holy name. And by chanting it religiously, defenselessly, then all those things manifest, and all problems disappear. And that's what devotees here are doing in New Brajadam, and that's what I hope devotees are doing everywhere else. Well, that's what they are doing, is chanting Hare Krishna. And therefore everyone can rest assured of such auspicious results. Hare Krishna.